Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1364. We'll let you tell you Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfur Shlema Rafol Yeshua Ben Sion Ben Zisel Nacha. Getting back to our Malacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, we still have some more to talk about in the Malacha, some various different Shilas. I just want to make a quick review. Sometimes when there's a lot of details, what you could do, what you can't do, it's very important to have a full share of, real quickly, you know, a review of what you could do, what you can't do, what we've learned so far, because we've been going in and out, you know, this you could, this you can't, in this case you couldn't, this the other case you can't, but we want to get it straight. Basically summing up everything we said down the line. So the and then we'll move on, Bezrus Hashem, from there. More various different shilas which do come up in Ma'abe Tanning in conjunction, most of them in conjunction with food. So on page 907, the Sefer Lamates Malachas has a very nice the accepted halacha regarding salting vegetables in general breakdown, some various different quick ins and outs. Okay, so first of all, we said in general, as far as a regular salad goes, you know, you have various different onions and different things in the salad that one is not allowed to salt. So just salting the salad and assuming it was cut the right way in conjunction with the melach of teichin, salting a regular salad that has various different vegetables. Some are allowed to be salted, some are not, depending on the condition of them and what type of vegetables. So in general, we do not put salt. You can't just take a salad, have a mixture of various different vegetables, and some are, allowed to be salted, some not. So putting salt into that salad is not allowed. Okay, number one. Number two, we said, if one goes ahead and puts, one goes ahead right after they put the salt, they put in either oil, or they'll put in some salad dressing and to cool it down. In other words, what's happening, it's going to cool it down. We said it's going to lessen the effect of the salt, so that would be okay. We said also the preferable minig. So that's if they put it in right after the salt. To leave the salt and then, you know, well, I'll come back later or I'll wait a few minutes and then I'll start putting in the oil or I'll start putting in salad dressing, that cannot be done. We said it's better. Many places can bring down. It's better. You don't have to, but it's better to first put in the salad dressing or to first put in the oil into the salad and then go ahead and put in the salt. Like this, you make sure, because once you put in the salt and if some time lapse, then you have a problem. One was over the halacha of putting salt into food, which is not allowed to be done. Putting salt into those vegetables, which is not allowed to be done. So again, you put it in, preferably put in first the oil, then you put in the salad dressing, then you put in the salt afterwards, and then you can mix it. We said that would also be fine, no problem. That's as far as, in general, that's as far as salad goes. Now, the next one he says like this. What about salting one item we spoke about? One may not salt even a single vegetable if the purpose is to allow it to stand. In other words, I'll put salt on this radish or even a piece of radish, right? Even a piece, we said. As far as pieces, we said only certain vegetables like tomatoes or so on. But let's say I have the vegetables, cucumbers, radishes, onions, those type of vegetables which are not allowed to be salted. One goes ahead, I put salt even on one vegetable, can't be done. I put it on, I'm going to let it sit there, and that's it. That you can't do it. This activity resembles tanning, processing, which we spoke about. Okay. Putting salt onto many items, he goes, so that's the next case that he brings down real quickly as a review. Again, that's in a case in time where that what even one vegetable will be sitting there with the salt. Next, we said salting many items. It's usur, right? It's usur, we said, to sprinkle salt on a plate of vegetables. I have a bunch of cut radishes, bunch of cut onions, and so on, cucumbers or whatever the case is. So even if they will be eaten right away, we said one cannot salt these vegetables, even if it's going to be eaten right away. In other words, I have 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, pieces on the plate, right? Pieces of radish, onions, whatever, and I put some salt on all of them. I'm going to eat it right away. Also, we said one cannot do it because once you have more than one, even though you eat it right away, that cannot be done. We said as far as putting a pickle back into the jar, that was fine. I took out a pickle and I said, oh, you know what? I really don't want this pickle. I took it out of the pickle juice, the pickling solution. Putting it back in, we said, was fine. But one has to be careful. One cannot put in the cucumbers for the first time. One may not put fresh cucumbers into a pickling solution. He brings down on page 905, putting right, I have some cucumbers and I'll, oh, here's pickling juice. I'll put it in the first time. That you can't do. Taking it out, taking the pickle out from the jar, and it was already sitting in there in the jar, in the pickle juice, putting back in, we said, was okay. Okay, next he brings down also, one may not even sprinkle salt on a particular vegetable that is on a plate with other vegetables. In other words, let's say you have one vegetable and it's in a state and whatever, let's say cut tomatoes or whatever, and I want to put salt on that. I want to start to sprinkle salt on that. But on that same plate, I also have, let's say, onions, or I have pieces of radish and cucumbers, other types of vegetables that I cannot salt. So then you would not be allowed. One has to be careful not to put salt on that, on those tomatoes when they're on the same plate together with the other vegetables. That's how he brings it down again on page 907. One may not even sprinkle salt on one particular vegetable that is on a plate with other vegetables because it's impossible to avoid getting some of the salt on some of the other vegetables at the same time. As we could understand, whenever you're using salt, it's not going to go only on one piece, right? If you ever try and put salt on something on a table or on a plate, there's always going to be little granules of salt all over the places. So one has to be careful not to do it. In case in time they want to put salt, let's say, on a piece of cut tomato, which we said was okay, one would take off the tomato, put the salt, and, you know, to eat it. One should eat it right away also for various different reasons, possibly boiler also, and the salting process also. So you take off the tomato, there's a few tomatoes, and salt it separately. Just to read real quickly from the Lashon, he brings in the Ha'aretz in the back, 24D. The Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, he brings this from the Taz in our Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Again, the Efshalim Loich Hainu Lefazer Melach. It's impossible to sprinkle some salt. I'll call Achas Bifnei Atzmi. In other words, you have some vegetables you could sprinkle, some vegetables not, all on the same plate. It's impossible to catch the ones that you're allowed to without getting salt on the ones that you're not allowed to. That's what he says. Hainu Lefazer Melach. I'll call Achas Bifnei Atzmi. Shlo Yovei Gam Al Chaveri Amunach B'Karev Loich. They're all on one plate. They're in close proximity. Of each other. So although you'll say, well, I'll put salt only on this tomato here or this piece over here, and I'll make sure not to get it on the cucumbers, it's impossible to do that, basically. Take it. So he says, even to, he brings this down again from the Taz, even if you're going to eat it right away, one has to be careful not to do that, just to do it in conjunction with, like we said before. Next he brings down, next case was dipping an item. Again, this is all a quick review as to the various different halachas which we've learned up until now. Just bring it over real quickly in a one lump sum shear, making it a little bit easier. Dipping an item into salt. So then we said dipping a single vegetable into salt with the intention of eating it right away is permitted. That is allowed because the simple action bears no resemblance of either pickling or tanning. So therefore, very simple. I have a piece of onion, right? You're not allowed to salt onions. But if I take the piece of onion or I take a radish, you can't salt radishes, right? But you dip the radish in and I'm going to eat it right away. So dipping a single vegetable into the salt with the intention of eating it right away, I dip it in, I eat it. So we said that would be okay. Okay, now what about sprinkling on, so that's as far, and we said that's as far as one at a time. I dip it and eat it, dip it and eat it. As far as dipping them in and getting them all ready, I'll dip in 10 pieces of radish, right? I dip in one, put it on the plate, dip in one, put it on the plate, and I'm going to eat them all right away. That one has to be careful also not to do, because of the fact they're going to be sitting around till you get to the first one that you want to eat. You know, you'll finish the 10, they'll all be sitting in the salt, so that should not be done. Again, you dip it in, eat it, dip it in, eat it, so that's fine. Again, but what about sprinkling salt on one item? Just reviewing again, he says one may sprinkle salt on a single vegetable in their hand, right? I have a vegetable in the hand, I have a piece of cucumber in my hand, I want to put a little salt and eat it, so that would also be okay. One may sprinkle salt on a single vegetable in their hand, because of the fact that salting a single solitary vegetable for immediate consumption does not resemble pickling or tanning. Okay, so that's another important point, not just dipping it in, but you're holding a vegetable in your hand. You dip it in, and you put a little salt on that. That would also, or he brings in, or if it's the vegetable, he brings in also if it's by itself on a napkin, right? Person has it on a napkin, and we also mentioned from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, if somebody has a spoon of a couple of pieces also, again, they're eating it right away. This is all part, it's all it's considered very similar to the fact that you dip it in and eat it. Eating one at a time, that's not how pickling is done, so therefore that will be good. Again, dipping it in, eating it, or you're putting it, you're holding it in your hand, sprinkle a little salt on that, fine, you're holding a napkin, you're about to eat it, holding it on in a spoon, or maybe on a fork, possibly about to eat it. We said also those cases would be okay, even though you might sprinkle a little on and not dip it in itself. Okay, then we said as far as cooked, we have a person wants to put a little salt on a cooked egg. Cooked eggs, you could salt. Cooked meat, it is permitted. He brings down again on page 910, Sefer Lamed Tes Melachot, it is allowed to salt cooked eggs or meat for the Shabbos meals. And that, in other words, when it is cooked. You can't do it for after Shabbos, but you're going to be eating it on Shabbos. That's okay. It's also allowed, he brings down, again, in our review, it's allowed to salt eggs, like we said, or potatoes, into which cooked or fried onions have been mixed. That's another important point. It's allowed to put salt or eggs, it's permitted to salt eggs or potatoes into which cooked or fried onions have been mixed. That's enough, because again, it's cooked, but again, you have to be careful with the salt. Like we said, it has to be in what we call a kli shlishi. One has to be careful in reference to salting items on Shabbos when they're hot. So we said to make sure it's in a kli shlishi in the, it can be in the original pot, and even in the second plate, it should go into a kli shlishi, which is a, second plate off the original pot that was on the fire. Because as we said, was in conjunction with the halachas of bishul cooking. Okay, and then just ending off, we said also in a bowl of soup, somebody has one is allowed to put salt into a bowl of vegetable soup. Even though you might have various different vegetables in there, some that could be salted, some not, but the thing is, because the soup dilutes the effect of the salt, it's the soup itself, and also the vegetables are already cooked, like we said, so it's cooked, and you have the water in there, and the soup in there, that all dilutes it, but again, you have being careful to do it in a kli shlishi, just to cover all grounds, in conjunction with the halachas of bishul. You can't, of course, put it into an original pot, or even into the first plate, one has to be careful, putting it into the kli shlishi, the second plate, or whatever, in conjunction when it was a soup tureen was used, or so on, a kli shlishi, putting in the salt. But as far as the salt itself goes, putting it into the soup, even chicken soup or vegetable soup, as long as it's not, or it's below yatzah ledespay, or it's in a kli shlishi, right? So that as far as the salting itself goes, we said that the water, the soup pot, cools it down, and also cools down the salt, and also the vegetables are cooked. We'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.